Chapter 75. Jesse made three calls after his meeting with Kahan. The first was to Healy. "It's not him." Healy was confused. "Who's not him?" "The body in the car on Trench Alley. It's not Peepers."
"And you know this how?"
"I've got photos of him at the Oklahoma City airport yesterday afternoon, and positive DNA test results for a Michael Scott Atkinson. He's in the state database."
"Bullshit on that. Our people have barely gotten done. It wasn't your people who got the samples or did the test."
"Cut it out, Jesse. Next thing you're going to tell me is that there are black helicopters circling Paradise and snipers in the trees."
"I wouldn't be surprised. Hunsicker's chief of security is ex-CIA or NSA or some other alphabet soup, and he's got a long reach."
"You want me to let Molly know?"
"I'll do that," Jesse said.
They had a brief talk about Dallas, Healy's wife, and Healy's limbo of semi-retirement.
"This thing better come to a conclusion, and soon," Healy said. "I'm officially retired, but I've been in the office more in the last week than I was when I was on the job. People are getting suspicious, and I'm running out of favors to ask and people to ask them of."
His second call was to Molly, and it went pretty much the same as his conversation with Healy had. There was a lot of disbelief and disappointment. The small talk part of the conversation was more about how the meeting had gone between Jen and Diana. There was something bugging Jesse about Molly's tone during the call, that he'd been willing to attribute to the news about Peepers being alive. But by the end of the call, he was convinced it wasn't that.
"Is there something you're not telling me, Molly? Are you holding back?"
"Suit's engaged. Can you believe it? That big goofy bastard is serious. He actually asked me to help him with the wedding preparations."
"No, Jesse, nothing," is what she said.
His last call was to Vinnie Morris.